Good evening. Good evening. I'm doing a devotional over encouraging the brotherhood. I have 10 scriptures, and if you're with me, I'm starting with Colossians verse 6. Let your speech be seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. The next one is Proverbs 25:11. And it reads, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. The next one is Galatians 6, number 10, 6:10. And it reads, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those who are the household of faith. The next one is Philippians 4, verse 2. I implore Odia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. The next one is 1 Timothy 1:5. 1 Timothy 1:5. And it reads, now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. The next one is 1 Thessalonians 5:9-11. 1 Thessalonians 9:11. And it reads, for God did not point us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that we, whether wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. My next scripture is Hebrews 2:16. Hebrews, and it reads, for indeed it does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. The next one is 1 John 1:3-4. 1 John 1:3-4. And it reads, that we, which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. The next one is Ephesians 5:7. Ephesians 5:7. And it reads, therefore, do not be partakers with them. And the last one is James 1:12. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who does temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Well, I had to encourage yesterday. I got to go to the nursing home to go see Carolyn Simpson, and I felt the presence of just quietness, and I, something came to my mind. I was thinking, you know, flowers may wither and grass may fade, but the word of God lives on forever. So I thought of playing, I opened my phone and I happened to turn on the book of Matthew, and I started in 10 and it went all the way to 5, and she read that, and she was very, I felt a change in her, the way she was. So, you know, we have to be alert in times to think fast, to encourage someone when we see that he's probably telling us to. And thank you.
Appreciate Brother Eric give the invitation here. Thankful for his effort and what he went through in order to put those scriptures together. Wasn't sure how he was going to do that, but he did. And one thing about the Lord, he looks at the heart. And we're thankful for men like him. And so if there's anyone that needs special prayer, anyone need to obey the gospel, believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, be willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, and be buried in water for the remission of your sins. But if you need special prayer, let us do that for you as we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.